We had a chance to see them in action last night for the first time, taking on the Spurs, now joined by the head coach of the Kings, Dave Joerger. Dave, how are you this afternoon?
I am well. How are y'all?
Doing good. Just, you know, give us some general thoughts on what you saw last night.
It's good to get that first one out of the way. You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, it's their first time wearing the Kings jersey. It's the first time wearing an NBA jersey for some guys. What you were as a draft pick. And you also have guys that, you know, this is their first time, you know, for a guy like Buddy Hield, who was in a trade with a pretty big player in DeMarcus Cousins. So I got Bogdanovich playing the first time in the NBA. So all in all, I think just to get that done is really positive for guys. I saw some good stuff. I saw some stuff that we got to get better at, some good performances, and some that, you know, guys are looking forward to getting out there again the next time.
Oh, Coach Christie, the bearer of bad news. I want to hear about the stuff that you didn't like. Coach, come on, break it down for me, buddy.
Oh, look at you go negative Nelly right
now. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think, you know, I thought there was some stuff that we've been working on offensively, and there are some reads and some cuts and some mm-hmm. things that have to happen, and a lot of those can be triggered by our bigs. Mm-hmm. So our bigs got to just relax, and we got to try to get them ball in spots and then open up our cutting game, which then opens up into a pick-and-roll game. So they just got to slow down a little bit. For some of them, it's not what's best for them. And you go, are you serious? Did you just say that out loud? You're the head coach. But I think that it, over the long haul of 2 years of teaching guys how to play, where our strengths are some speed and some perimeter guys that can really shoot the basketball. We've got some perimeter guys. Bogdanovich can make plays with the ball and pick and roll, cutting, catch and shoot, spot up. I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, last night, he just looked like he belonged.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he didn't light the world up. You know, he's coming off of how many games and the EuroLeague and all that stuff. He just went out there and just acted, you know, he belongs on the big floor.
We're talking with Dave Joerger right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. First time for a lot of the Sacramento fans to see De'Aaron Fox live and in person, and he did not disappoint.
Yeah, what can you say? I mean, looking forward to, you know, coaching him for several years, and he's a guy that you have to keep challenging him. If he's a pretty sharp guy, his basketball IQ is high. He picks up stuff very quickly. And so you got to keep pushing him because, you know, you see some of the flashes of speed that is at an elite level, not just in the NBA, but going back 10 years. There aren't many guys who can make that burst that he made last night in a couple of his drives. So we can keep pushing him and keep challenging him, and he wants that, and, you know, he wants to be good. So I thought he made a lot of plays where he got into seams. With his speed, where I think guys that are coming down in transition think, okay, my guy's in front of this guy, we're okay. Beep, beep, and he's gone. And got a lot of people talking, I know.
You know, Coach, obviously George Hill, excellent veteran in this league, done a lot of things, but just looking at that young 1-2 punch of a backcourt, you go from De'Aaron Fox, then you put in Frank Mason, not much falls off. I mean, how do you feel about what Frank did as well?
I thought Frank was really good. You know, he got to pick and choose his spots, but I don't want to take away his aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to let guys in the air in the same way. If you're going to poke and prod them and encourage and push for them to push the basketball and play at a breakneck speed, you can't get angry about, hey, sometimes they're going to go into traffic, because there has to be, where do you find that tempo between going fast all the time and figuring out when you can blow it up? And sometimes you got to get it into a set or go into secondary action. Those things come with experience. So I want to teach in a way that they can stay aggressive and just pick and choose their spots a little bit as their experience grows.
We're talking Kings basketball. Again, the fans seeing Bogdanovich for the first time. And Doug and I were talking about just the thing that impressed us. You can tell he's got a real good feel for the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's been coached, but also sometimes in that we've got the situation as well where you're being coached as a young player by older players, guys that have played pro ball for 10, 12 years. And you can tell he's had that kind of coaching, not just great coaching overseas, but playing with older players to me is the best way for a young player to learn how to play. And when you're playing in a competitive situation, which he has overseas for so many years, he knows, he really, really knows how to play.
You know, Coach, what you're talking about is kind of old man game. You're at the park, you're playing with a whole bunch of old guys, so you learn all the little tricks and different things. He obviously looked like he belonged. You got some veterans that are doing that to these young guys. Your feeling about how they are giving them information and the type of information that we're seeing the vets deliver to the youngsters?
Yeah, it's good. You know, you just got to pick and choose your spots.
Right.
You know, all five of them are good-hearted guys, and they want to help. And if all five guys are getting in the huddle and talking to all five guys that are sitting there at the same time and their teammates, and they're trying to talk amongst themselves, and then five coaches come rolling in. So, you know, as the process works out, it's all good-hearted and it's all well-intended, and it'll all be done well as we learn each other and how people can take different kinds of information.
Isn't it hard to believe? I know because of the condensed preseason with the schedule moving up a week that 2 weeks from tomorrow is the first game. It's crazy, isn't it?
No, I thought we got that pushed back. We're a young team. We petitioned the league to get it back a couple of weeks.
Good for you. Good luck with that. No, it's just crazy to think that you've only had one preseason game and the season opens up tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow. I mean, that's crazy.
It is, and it fast forward some of your things that you're trying to do. I mean, Pop was real excited about playing his guys into the second half last night, or deeper into the second quarter. When you have eight preseason games and it's stretched out further,
yeah,
it's a lot easier. And so, you know, I'm going to run into that too. And, you know, on Friday, I'm going to have my old guys not play at all. And I don't mean to say old. That's not
sure.
Really nice. But, I mean, the veterans. And so I want to see our younger group go up against frontline guys. And I think it's always best when you get a good, solid run of a game. Like, nobody wants to go play 8 or 9 minutes. You know, I did that for different reasons last night. They need to get out there, and it's the first one and all those things. And we'll do that on Friday. So now you're going to see De'Aaron Fox play against Patty Mills straight up for 20-some minutes.
Right.
And you're going to see Frank Mason play 18 to 24 minutes, you know, and it's not against a third-string guy as much. So that's what we're going to do on the next game.
Coach, defensive principles. When I watched De'Aaron and I watched Frank, is it your principle for them to get up the way that they were running beside guys on defense that way? Do you want to see that kind of three-quarter to full-court kind of pressure? Not trying to steal it, but just pressure.
Yeah, you know, I pushed it last night for those guys. I think sometimes, you know, where you come from, if you're the big stud muffin, and they need you to score and they need you to carry the load for different things,
mm-hmm,
you're not being asked to go pick up dudes 94 feet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's a different mindset. Like, hey, dudes, you're coming off the bench right now. I need you to come up and get after some people, change the shot clock a little bit, make the ball get entered from more closer to the sideline instead of more in the middle. Those kinds of things where you take on a role of what's best for the team, even if it hurts a little bit. It's hard.
Yes, it is.
So now what I got to do is I got to get my other guys up to play that way. Just as I get, I demand that our wings, we need to run harder. Our bigs need to get out of the middle and run hard because we got guys who can really push it. If a guy's going to go up and pressure 94 feet, you can't just let your guy get the first pass.
Oh, coach, I'd want to rip his damn head off. Oh, my God.
Like, what am I doing this up here for? It does get contagious, but, you know, and it's a process. We've only been doing this together for 6-7 days. So when you get your other big up there, a guy like Willie, a guy like Scal, those kind of athletic guys.
Yes.
Now you can get what are called hits in the backcourt, disruptions where you take it out of the other point guard's hands. If James Harden's got the ball all the time, you hit him, they throw it back into the guy who threw it in, and now the four-man has to bring the ball up, and you chase him with your athlete. And those are some things that, you know, you hope to get to where we can be athletic.
Wow. The Minnesota Twins get a leadoff home run.
And first pitch.
Not the first pitch.
That wasn't the first
pitch?
No,
first batter. So, you know, Coach, you're going to watch any of this game tonight?
No.
Come on, you know, I mean, no, because
no,
the
coach.
Twins and the Yankees, it's the playoffs, you know, you can put aside basketball for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, no, I got to watch video from last night and play practice for tomorrow.
This basketball season, it is here, baby!
I love it. Oh, my gosh, that is great. Well, I don't know when we'll see you. I know we'll see you in San Antonio, or if not, before. Always great to have you on. Thanks very much, Dave.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Man, take care. That's Dave Yeager.